Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Gun companies make billions of dollars selling guns, but they won't be standing beside you if you have to use their guns.
Baker 4, shots fired at mound at 18. Baker 4 is requesting assistance.
So what is the answer? Selfdefensefund.com. $1 million to protect you in criminal and civil legal matters. All 50 states, U.S. territories, and tribal land. The sad truth. If you defend yourself, your home, your business, your place of worship, you could be charged with public endangerment, intimidation, assault, manslaughter, murder. If you go it alone, winning the lawsuit could cost your entire life savings. Losing the lawsuit could mean huge fines and imprisonment. If you legally defend yourself, you could face a lawsuit and possibly lose your assets, maybe face jail time. Others lobby. We fight. Our members are protected. Membership offers training classes. Learn how to avoid an attack, not just survive one. Members have $1 million for criminal and civil protection for just $12.50 per month. What can the $1 million be used for? You have the advantage of multiple specialized attorneys at your side. Criminal litigation, civil litigation, expert witness, certified scientific forensic testing lab, private investigator, bail bond, victims' rights. Selfdefensefund.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org. Freedom fighter.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy efficient buildings, customer friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. NUMANNA. New Manna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. New Manna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty New Manna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
Unelected school board superintendents should not be running Texas Economic Development. You can learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Learn more at chapter313.org. Find your state rep and state senator at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Joe Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But when President Trump asks Ukraine to investigate corruption, the Democrats want to impeach him. And their media lapdogs fall in line. They lost the election. Now they want to steal this one. Don't let them.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
I defend my kids. SelfDefenseFund.com.
I defend my family.
SelfDefenseFund.com.
I defend my country.
SelfDefenseFund.com.
I defend my workplace.
SelfDefenseFund.com.
I defend my animals.
SelfDefenseFund.com.
I defend my sister.
SelfDefenseFund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Live from Houston, Texas, a man who calls it like he sees it, without the normal political correctness you may have grown comfortable with. It's time for the Texas Perspective on current news and events. This show is not for the faint of heart or easily offended. Clear your desk, get your number 2 pencil ready. The Inquisition is about to begin.
Spanish Inquisition.
If you have questions, please refer them to the chat room and make them good.
Go ahead, make my day.
The doctor is in, and he will see you now.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
Darn tootin'. Let's see. Yeah, welcome to the show. It's a Friday. I'll straighten out my tie there. There we are. I look much better now. Well, not that much better, but everything considered. Last night I was at the Trump Reagan dinner last night. It was a good event. It was good in this respect. A, the food quality was excellent. And the wine was all Robert Mondavi wine. That was pretty good wine. I like that. I had some great people seated at my table, including Mary Lee Beasley, who is running for mayor of Jersey Village. And so that was good. But I'm sitting here looking at Jason Rowe. Now, Jason Rowe's just got a new show starting up on one of the less conservative stations here, AM 950. And I was talking with him last night, and he said, I was honored last night to be a silver sponsor. Ended up being a fantastic event. He's got a picture of him next to Hot Wheels here. And he's also got a picture of him next to Ted Cruz, and then he's got a picture of him next to Kevin Brady. Now, Hot Wheels, he was speaking last night and lying out his ass. I'm just going to tell you the way that it is. He was up there talking last night, and he was talking about how horrible what Biden is doing on the border. I've been telling Hot Wheels for 8 years now, and twice to his face, that we have to stop these people from coming across the border. But he doesn't do it. You know why? He makes too much money from wealthy businessmen who want the free or very cheap labor. And so he refuses to close the border. And he will not close the border. He'll make noise about it. He'll pretend to be a conservative Republican and all that rot. But there's nothing conservative about Greg Abbott. And somebody asked me today, Suzanne West asked me today, Suzanne McKay West. She said, why are you so down on the governor? Well, can you just take a minute and go to YouTube and look up the video entitled, Greg Abbott is a Democrat, Change My Mind? I spend 30 minutes there laying out my case of why Greg Abbott is a Democrat, not a Republican. I lay the case out. You're the jury. You decide if I made my case or not. If you want to refute it, then you can do it right there. But so far, over 20,000 views, and not one person has refuted my case. In fact, there are only 5 thumbs down on the account. So, and I happen to know that one of them is Greg Abbott, and the other one is his campaign manager. So, that's what you got. Greg Abbott is a Democrat, and he does everything he can to operate as a Democrat. The only reason why he's been acting a little more conservative lately is because he came in dead last in the CPAC poll for president. Dead last. And he's sitting there saying, wow, I got $85 million in my war chest, but I'm not sure $85 million spent nationally is going to get a rhino like me elected. Because, after all, if you got a choice between Democrat and Democrat light, you know, why would you go Democrat light? Go full bore. Keeping in mind that nobody to speak of voted for Joe Biden. Voter fraud is what we're talking about here. We had an election stolen from us. So that was another impressive thing last night. These gutless bastards that call themselves Republicans, not one of them uttered the phrase voter fraud last night. In fact, what they did, including Ted Cruz, and I'm going to play you his speech. I don't know if I'll do it today, but I did record it. What they did is they insinuated that you can't win people over by insulting them. And what were they talking about? They were talking about the fact that Donald Trump, the reason he lost is because he insulted people. Are you just trying to piss me off? Because that's what you succeeded in doing. And I was sitting at a table last night. You got to remember, I'm a Pentecostal. okay? And I go to churches, well, not anymore, but I used to go to churches where if you didn't talk back, the pastor thought he was preaching in a library and he didn't like it. He wanted to hear from the crowd. So I was up there last night, and every time the Greg Abbott said, "Why, Texas has got the lowest unemployment anywhere in the United States," I said, "Yeah, because of Trump." So, it was Ted Cruz, I guess. He said, the United States got the lowest unemployment among women of any place in history. And I said, "Yeah, because of Trump." This is entirely it, guys. It's everything that we have that's going good for us right now is because of one man, and that one man is Donald Trump. If you call yourself a Republican and you've ever read the Republican Party platform, you can't get more Republican than Donald Trump, because Donald Trump stood up for everything in that platform. He didn't back down on any of it. Donald Trump did more for the pro-life movement than any Republican in the history of the United States. And that, by God, ought to make you happy. Greg Abbott, worthless son of a gun that he is, got up there and talked about how important it is to be pro-life. And I hollered out, after 20 years of complete Republican hegemony, we still have not abolished baby killing in Texas. We still kill lots of baby Texans every day in Texas. If you were pro-life, if the Republicans in the Pink Palace in Austin were pro-life, we would have abolished abortion in Texas 20 years ago. Because we have had the House, we have had the Senate, we have had the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general now for over 20 years. So don't give me that garbage about being pro-life, because I see what a two-faced bunch of pusillanimous pucks you guys are. You make me sick to my stomach. So, and I'll tell you who wasn't there. You know, the Trump-Reagan dinner is the major affair any place in Texas. And I don't know if anyone else has those outside of Texas, but here in Texas, that's the big fundraiser. A lot of people pay a lot of money to go eat that chicken. And it was good chicken last night. It was relatively moist. It was relatively tender. The carrots with still a little bit of carrot top on them was even good. The potatoes were just excellent, and we had two kinds of rolls. We had white bread and we had brown bread. The brown bread, of course, was rye, and it was very good as well. And we had real butter, none of that artificial margarine kind of crap. So that was a good part of the dinner last night. And then Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. That woman is impressive. She's skinny as a rail. If she stands sideways and sticks out her tongue, she looks a little like a zipper. But she is, my goodness, what an effective executive she is. And so I was hoping Greg Abbott was going to listen to her speech last night and take some cues, you know what I mean? But Greg Abbott is such a pusillanimous puck. He got up and left right after he gave his speech. Didn't even stick around for the guest of honor. Didn't stick around to hear Kristi Noem, who came all the way from South Dakota, speak. Probably because he didn't want to hear how she had not shut down anything in South Dakota, and yet her COVID numbers are lower than ours. He probably didn't want to hear how the unemployment in South Dakota is lower than it is in Texas, because she didn't shut down anything. He probably didn't want to hear how the COVID in Texas is higher than it is in South Dakota, and she didn't shut down anything. You see, Kristi Noem is a real Republican, and that's why I have so much respect for her. I did not join the Republican Party idly, my friends. And a lot of my friends have left the Republican Party with Trump. But even though Trump still is in the Republican Party. But nonetheless, I am apoplectic about these people last night, because Let's take Trey Gowdy. Now, Trey Gowdy is a guy that I truly enjoy hearing him speak. I like Trey Gowdy. Truly enjoy it. But last night, what he gave was a gutless, feckless address, and there was no acceptable part of it. And in his address, what was he pushing? Hope. Well, you know what? I hope the dinosaurs don't resurge and eat us all. I hope that the universe doesn't spin wildly out of control and we end up in some sort of third Twilight Zone type dimension. But hope is not a strategy, not now, not ever. It has never been a strategy. And if we're going to go down that road, I would just soon pack it in now. I'll quit doing the show. I'll quit working in the Republican Party. I will quit being a poll judge. And I'm just going to go play my guitar for as long as it lasts. If that's all you got. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one problem in front of us. One and only one problem in front of us. Nothing else matters. And I mean nothing else matters. I'm not worried about World War III. I'm sure not worried about the COVID because that was made up BS to begin with. I'll tell you what I am worried about. We have now reached the point where the courts don't matter. There is no justice in any court. There's not probably five honest judges in the entire continent of the United States of America. Courts don't matter. Parties don't matter. I'm a Republican as a matter of convenience because I can't be a Democrat because I refuse to accept the killing of babies. And I can't be a Democrat because I have looked at communism every place it's ever been practiced. I've never seen it practiced successfully, and I know that there is nothing more heinous as a political system than pure democracy or communism. Can't be a Democrat. Can't be a libertarian because I believe homosexuality damages the fabric of America. I believe homosexuality destroys everything that it touches. And even though I'm a musician, I don't smoke dope, and I don't take drugs. And the only thing the libertarians really seem to want to do is they want that opportunity, and they're working very hard on it. They want that opportunity to be able to smoke weed at the gay, illegal, alien wedding. That seems to be their overriding goal in life. So what does this leave me? It leaves me the Republican Party. The Republican Party, on paper, and if you listen to them speak, sounds wonderful. It's just that there are virtually no Republicans that have the courage of their conviction, certainly none that are elected here in Texas. So that's where I'm at. Now, what is the number one thing we have to fix? Because there's nothing else that matters. We have to gain control of our elections again. Benjamin Franklin said, when he was asked what sort of government they were giving us, he said, a republic, if you can keep it. The United States was designed to be a constitutional, representative republic. The reason it worked so well for so many years, almost 100 years, the reason it worked so well is because we had a constitution, we had a rule book. And whatever was in that rule book was what you had to abide by. It didn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If it was in the rules, you had to do that. There were 18 enumerated powers. And that was what you could do. And if there's anything outside the 18 enumerated powers, you could not do it. Don't even have a meeting. No point in it. You can't do it. The First Amendment. Five things guaranteed to you in the First Amendment. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, and the single most important one in the First Amendment, the right to seek redress from government. Well, we don't have any of those rights anymore. Now, if we go to Washington, D.C., peacefully, I might add,
seeking redress from government, simply asking them not to certify the greatest falsehood in the history of mankind, were terrorists. In spite of the fact that most of us served our countries with distinction, in spite of the fact that many of us shed blood for this country, and in spite of the fact that we have always worked hard and paid our taxes, we are now terrorists. First Amendment doesn't exist. Second Amendment? Second Amendment was thrown out in 1934. Hasn't existed since then. Oh, I know they still pretend like we have a Second Amendment, but you know that's BS, and so do I. So the Constitution is now null and void. There's one thing that we have to fix in America, and if we don't fix this one thing, hang it up. We have got to get control of our elections so that we can have a representative republic. Virtually no one voted for Joe Biden. Less than 25 million people voted for Joe Biden in this country. And if you look at the quoted number of people that actually voted, you see it far exceeds the number of registered voters in America. Even if you count the illegal ones. If we don't get control of these elections again, nothing else matters. Pro-life doesn't matter. Constitution, Bill of Rights doesn't matter. If we do not get control of our elections, and we can't wait until 2022 to do it, how do we do that? First of all, we have to throw out every stick of vote counting software that exists in America. Every bit of it needs to go out now, be thrown out. There should be a bonfire at every courthouse in every county in America. Burn it all. Yes, even in Florida, even though they did run a very good election down there. Even in Florida, start over. Every voting machine needs to be in that scrap heap. The software that Texas uses to tally the votes, which is owned by ActBlue out of California via four shell corporations, all of it gone. We need printed ballots on rag paper. Why rag paper? If it's good enough for a dollar bill, it's good enough for your ballot. It lasts. It's durable. And it's really difficult to counterfeit. Printed ballots on rag paper. Number two has to be gold embossed serial numbers, because you can't print that on a printing machine. You can't copy that on a copier. It's got to be a gold embossed stamp. That's the most expensive whole part of this thing. But we could do the entire state of Texas for what Harris County just spent on these bogus voting machines that are going to be controlled by the Democrats. Thirdly, every voter in every city in America must re-register every 2 years to vote with an approved picture voter ID. Now, I don't buy the Democrats' argument. The Democrats' argument is that black people are too stupid to be able to get an ID, therefore that we should not require one. I don't believe that even for a minute. And I'm wondering where the NAACP is on that one. Something that is so blatantly racist. You can't buy a methamphetamine. You can't go and get a Sudafed without an ID. You can't get a hotel room without an ID. You can't get a car. You can't even rent a car without an ID. Everybody's got one, so don't give me that crap anymore. That is how we solve this problem. Oh, and the last one, and this is what they object to mostly, a thumbprint at the bottom right-hand corner of every ballot, not to ID the person that cast the ballot, but to make sure that that thumbprint appears on one ballot and one only. And we don't look at that thumbprint unless there's some other obvious problem, in which case then we can use that thumbprint to send the guilty party to prison. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't get control of the vote and we don't do it within the next 9 months, the United States of America is doomed, and then you have one outlet left. And that outlet is to take up arms and to destroy the evil that is in America. We had to do it in 1776, and we may have to do it again. And if you're not prepared to do that, I don't know if there's any hope for you. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm old. I really don't care. I'm going to be checking out any day now. But I have 10 grandchildren, and those 10 grandchildren didn't get a vote. They didn't get an opportunity to choose. And they're going to get what we hand to them. So that is my speech for today. That's my opening monologue. If we don't get control of this election and do it soon, there is no point in anything else that we do. Be right back after these messages. Please support my advertisers and like and share.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy efficient buildings, customer friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. New Manna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. New Manna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty New Manna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
Unelected school board superintendents should not be running Texas Economic Development. You can learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Learn more at chapter313.org. Find your state rep and state senator at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids. Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. Selfdefensefund.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to TXFreedomForce.org now and sign up. TXFreedomForce.org. Freedom fighter.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.
And we return. Glad to have all of you out there in Radio Land, wherever you might be. I do want to say a special hello to all our friends up in Fredericksburg on 104.9 FM. And I would like to remind you, since it is Friday, you probably want to run by the Tejas Smoke Depot and at the very least say hi to Dave and Jody, but maybe pick up a few items for the weekend. And they've got all that good stuff up there, and we thank them for doing that. We thank them for playing the show in the showroom. So anyway, thank you guys for doing that. Well, today we have Carlene Johnson, a.k.a. CJ, and she's joining us because she is a veteran, and she's involved in, well, a lot of different things that benefit veterans and trying to do a few things to save your real estate if you happen to end up in a divorce situation. So we'd like to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Carlene.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we're glad to have you. And Now, you're like myself, you were an airman.
I was, yes, sir.
And after you got out, you joined the Guard for a while, and now you're involved in real estate and in law also, right?
I am the relief resource for divorcing couples and the family law community in relation to real estate and divorce.
Hey, Andy, do me a favor and walk Ronnie out of here, will you?
Okay.
Thank you. We like Ronnie, but we don't want him stealing Carlene's thunder. So. Well, anyway, explain that to me, Carlene Johnson, and let's get the name of your company out there and your website as well.
Okay. I am Carlene Johnson of CJ Services Realty, powered by United Real Estate Houston. And my website is cjservices.org. I am the only certified divorce real estate expert in the greater Houston area.
And what does that exactly mean? Because divorce is an ugly thing. I hate it. If I'm like God in any way, that's it. I hate divorce.
And that is one of the reasons why this designation came to fruition, is because there has been a disconnect between the family law community and the realtors with regard to handling properties that are involved in divorce. And I am the only person that can be designated as an expert to testify in family law cases, along with the fact that I am a neutral third-party realtor that is uniquely trained to effectively communicate with family law attorneys, the parties, and anyone else involved in real property issues within a divorce proceeding.
Well, give me an example of a recent situation.
There are recent situations that occur too often. First of all, the parties are in the process of a divorce. The court has put orders in place stating that the home is to be sold. And that's basically all it says. The home is to be sold. Well, here are the facts.
Don't neither one of you get to live in that house now. So y'all got to sell it, and if there's any money left over, it goes to the lawyers.
Yeah, right, but with realtors, we are taught that we have a fiduciary duty to the person on title. In this instance, the person on title is not the person living in the home. And so, as a neutral third party, I'm able to effectively communicate with the in-spouse and the person on title, because they're both not of the same mindset. The in-spouse says, okay, the home has to be sold. That's 5 years down the line. I don't feel like moving. The out-spouse, the home needs to be sold today.
Yeah.
And so the effective communication.
I want my share of whatever I'm going to get,
exactly.
So I go do something else.
Exactly. And the effective communication has to take place with regard to, and took place with regard to getting the in-spouse to understand the court has stated that the property needs to be sold. At the time, it did not specify when. So there's that ambiguity there. And so we got it to the point where there was a time frame that was established, and I worked with the in-spouse for showings, for preparing the home for viewing by prospective buyers, and also worked with both parties so that they were able to agree with regards to the repairs that needed to take place, et cetera, because funds, one way or the other, funds have to be become involved with regard to preparing the property for sale, et cetera. And so I was able to effectively communicate with both parties to accomplish the sale. And it took some time because, like I said, the in-spouse did not want to leave. And there was that ambiguity in the orders, and that's a part of my designation is my ultimate goal is to be a resource to the family law community with regard to the orders put in place. If specific things are in those orders, it would relieve a whole lot of unnecessary or eliminate a lot of court time, even attorney time, if these issues are addressed in the orders that are put in place.
Well, it says on your website at cjservices.org, right at the top, divorce real estate expert. And I had no idea that there was even such a thing until today. So do you work with, like, family court judges or family divorce lawyer? I mean, who contacts you typically?
Family law attorneys.
Family law attorneys.
I am also a resource for other realtors and divorcing parties, because some divorcing parties agree. They have agreements, and they'll reach out to me. And because I'm a neutral third party, I'm able to navigate and discuss with both parties and avoid some of the pitfalls and issues that may arise. With the family law attorneys, when they put me in a case where they designate me as the real estate professional tasked with the sale of the home, I make sure that they are kept up to date with regard to how the transaction is progressing. I minimize my communication with them, so that, because that is the role I'm supposed to play. I take over the real estate piece. They don't have to deal with that back and forth, et cetera. And that is one of the things that has been lacking for a long time. And so, like I said, my mission is to be that, is to eliminate and to bring, basically to bring, to make sure that the family law attorneys and the family law community realizes that I am a resource for them.
Well, I don't know if there's a definition of success in what you do. Is there? I mean, you know, is there a point in time where you say, well, that was a successful, you know, do we call it a negotiation?
Success is, there's really no true success. The parties are, I mean, this is a demise of their lives. You know, their entire, everything that has been going on for a certain amount of years. And sometimes there are kids involved. However, minimizing the conflict that between the parties, and if kids are involved, minimizing that conflict between the parties affects the kids in a positive way, rather than hearing one party say, well, I want to keep the house because the kids grew up here. And the kids hear that. They internalize that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's partly my fault that they're fighting because one party wants to stay in the house because of me.
We know that almost always children feel like they're at fault if there's a divorce. And a word to the wise for all the rest of you out there, children never recover from divorce. Not ever. I know children in their 60s that have never recovered from their parents' divorce. So keep that in mind when you're making those decisions. When you've reached that point where the one person you were willing to give up your life for is now your worst enemy. Keep that in mind. So, couple's going to get divorced. They've got one, maybe two, three houses in some cases. I know one friend of mine, they had two houses with property. And she decided that her boss was a better bet than her husband, so she decided to go with that one. And so now what do? They've got the two properties, and this is when one of those family attorneys contacts C.J. Johnson and says, I need a little help over here.
That's, in that instance, in some instances, that is a market analysis. I will provide a market analysis regarding those two properties, because in some instances, one property will go to one party and the other goes to the other. And so the monetary value, or the perceived monetary value for those properties, is required in order for them to make an informed decision regarding division. Now, if both properties are to be sold, then once I submit that market analysis, that is something that I make sure that I inform both parties and the attorneys with regard to what the process entails, and we set a clear path with regard to whose responsibility it is for certain things and whose responsibility it is for others.
Mm-hmm.
And in a perfect world, the sale of the property should take place prior to the divorce being final.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the main concerns in a divorce proceeding is proceeds, is the disbursement of the monetary funds.
Yeah.
And so my mission and my goal is to accomplish the sale of the property prior to property or properties prior to the finalization of that divorce.
Well, so then those funds become part of the assets.
Exactly.
Which will then be divvied up the way the judge decides to divvy them up.
Correct. And in some instances, that is how the attorneys are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that is accomplished prior to the finalization of the divorce proceeding.
I see. Well, it's a sticky wicket, as my friends across the pond would call it. And it's a terrible situation to be in. How long have you been doing this, CJ?
I received my specific designation back in 2018. However, prior to obtaining my real estate license in 2008, I received my real estate license in 2012. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I worked in the family law courts for 8 years.
Okay.
In Harris County. And so I have the unique perspective of seeing all of the things that divorcing parties are going through, not just the sale of the home. And so that's why I have that knowledge with regard to all the other different things that's on their mind that they're dealing with.
Once again, we're talking with Carlene Johnson, a.k.a. CJ, and CJServices.org is her website, CJServices.org. Well, so you've been practicing here in Harris County.
Yes, sir.
And how have you seen the family court situation change over the last 4 or 5 years from what it was prior to that?
Well, back in 2018, towards the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, of course, in Harris County, most of the family law judges, effective 2019, were new.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a totally new group of judges that were handling family law cases.
So that's the question. How has it changed since the big switchover? I mean, what do you see different in the way the family courts are operating now versus what it was, say, 5 years ago?
Well, the interesting thing is there are some differences, and then there are some things that are the same. The current judges have their perspective with regard to how they handle cases, but the interesting thing is with the new, when the new judges went into, when they took their positions, I think, and this would be, it would make sense that the family law attorneys wanted to get an overview as to how they would rule, you know,
yes,
what their perspectives
were. Because that's going to determine how you handle your case.
Exactly.
So that's exactly where I wanted to go. What has changed? How different does it look, Carlene Johnson?
Well, it's...
Now, if I'm getting you into trouble here, we can do something else.
You're not getting me into trouble. It's everyone has their perspective and view with regard to how cases should be handled.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, what I have seen is that the judges, and even with this these new judges compared to the prior judges. There were some that handled cases a certain way and others that handled it others. Mm-hmm. And on both sides, it's still the same mix of mindset with regard to some judges go according to the, which is what they're supposed to do, according to the facts that are presented to them.
We would hope for that.
We would hope that is how it's supposed to be, but there are also, in this, with these judges and with the previous judges, where some perceptions are, and we all have our preconceived notions, our preconceived beliefs that sometimes affect our decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And with both, with the prior, because as I said previously, when I worked in the courts, the judges were of a different political party.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered how judicial philosophy has changed. Because this has got to affect the way you do certain things. This has got to affect whether they demand that both properties be sold or if they come up with some other equitable way, at least in my mind. I used to know some of the family court judges. I don't know any of the ones that are currently on the bench.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that decision really, it's in most instances, it's that decision is made by the family law attorneys and or a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in most cases, by the time the case goes in front of the judge, certain decisions have already been made. It may just be that certain things have to be tweaked, etc. Now, when it comes in conflict, there is no specific way that judges are ruling in either case. It just depends on the circumstances and the information that they are presented.
Okay, well, I just wondered how that might have changed. One of the things, which is not necessarily in your bailiwick, but for instance, when there's child custody issues, used to be always, almost 100%, the mother gets custody of the children, regardless of the circumstances. And then there are situations where father's been getting more custody lately. So I didn't know if anything similar to that was going on when it comes to property disbursement.
No, not from what I've seen. Not from what I've seen. It's still been where the facts are presented and the information with regard to the who is going to be maintaining that property, et cetera, financially, who has the capability to do that. There are a lot of other considerations, and mm-hmm. it's still that way. It's been that way. It was that way before, and it's still that way, where certain considerations are taken into account, and then the decision is made.
Well, I just wondered how that had changed, because I was aware there was a complete change over here in 2019, and I know I'm not sure how much experience some of these current family court judges actually have.
Well, the interesting thing is a lot of them were family law attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to becoming judges, so they are very well versed in family law matters. It's just that they were in a different position now as to the information is presented to them, and they would have to make a decision, or an order is presented to them, and it's for them to decide whether or not. It was the same thing with the previous judges, where. Mm-hmm. They were prior family law attorneys, and then they became judges.
Well, once again, the website, guys, is cjservices.org, cjservices.org. And if you're a family court lawyer, you might want to have somebody like Carlene Johnson here working with you to help get a good result out of that case. And I don't guess the judges, do the judges ever call you in?
No, sir.
Okay,
no.
It's always going to be the lawyers.
It's always the attorneys, but them knowing, identifying or recognizing the designation makes a difference, because this designation is new.
Mm-hmm.
There are less than 60 of us in the country. and I am the only one in the greater Houston area, and there's one in Austin. And so, but, and so that is our goal, is to, first of all, in the Houston area, because we have so many, unfortunately, there are so many filings on a daily basis that,
That's probably up with the, because of the COVID, right?
Yes, sir. There are more people that are deciding, you know what, this is too much togetherness for me. And so, unfortunately, but then the interesting thing is, as a certified divorce real estate expert, when I receive a case, I'm aware to know, to look at what orders are in place,
mm-hmm.
with regard to temporary restraining orders, protective orders, et cetera, and I proceed accordingly.
Now, if somebody out there is listening to this and they're contemplating divorce, would it be wise for them to reach out to you in advance, or should they just tell their lawyer, I think you need to look into CJ Services?
I will speak with either. Speak with them either way, because one of the things I make sure to reiterate on a regular basis is that I'm a neutral third party.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the first person I speak with comes to me and they decide, you know, they've told me their story, I empathize with their story. However, I'm going to listen to what the other person has to say also. And it is not for me to judge one way or the other. I'm not on either side. If I'm on a side, I'm on the side of the property.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you have it. So if you're in that unfortunate circumstance where you might be contemplating such a change, then you can go, assuming you're in the Houston metro area, you can go to cjservices.org, and you can talk with Miss Carlene herself and find out how she may be able to help make the situation at least palatable, if not per se better. And I'm going to give you the final word before we go to break, Carlene.
I appreciate this opportunity. And just for individuals that are in the process of divorce and or family law attorneys that have encountered situations that on a regular basis when with regard to real estate and divorce, please reach out to me, cjservicesrealty@gmail.com, and or you can give me a call at 832-457-4316. I am a resource. I am open to speaking to you prior to even deciding whether or not the sale of the home. I also partner with certified divorce lending professionals that are able to take the information with regard to whether or not someone has the ability to buy out the other party. So there are certain things that need to be taken into consideration when you're contemplating divorce if real property is involved.
Well, cjservices.org is the website. You can reach her directly at 832-457-4316. That's 832-457-4316. And you can talk to Ms. Carlene Johnson, or you can go right to cjservices.org and contact her in that way. And thank you for coming by the studio today. I really, really appreciate it. It's been insightful. I didn't even know this sort of thing existed.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and this has been very nice.
Well, I'm glad you came by. We're going to be right back. We got a lot of more for you today on Freedom Friday. Be sure to support the sponsors. Be right back with you.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Being a good
corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy efficient buildings, customer friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. You have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore? Call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. NUMANNA. New Manna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. New Manna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty New Manna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
Unelected school board superintendents should not be running Texas Economic Development. You can learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Learn more at chapter313.org. Find your state rep and state senator at wrm.capital.texas.gov Texas.gov/home.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids. Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. Selfdefensefund.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to TXFreedomForce.org now and sign up. TXFreedomForce.org.
Return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.
And we return. So, if you missed my opening monologue last night, I was at the Trump-Reagan dinner, and we ate some good food, hung out with some good friends, and heard a boatload of lies purveyed by Republicans. So, if you don't like truth, you're at the wrong place, my friends. So, there's a lot of things I could talk about. I could talk about the fact that Donald Trump's probably going to run for president again, but see, none of that matters, because if we don't fix the elections, if we don't fix the voting problem, there's no way that we ever have another honest election ever again in America. And that was the point I was trying to get across last night. I was talking to Stan Standard. For those of you in Harris County, Stan is a fixture. Been here for as long as I can remember. I remember him down there on the floor decades ago monitoring the proceedings at the convention. And so he's always been there. And him and his cute wife. And she may be on the show again soon. And actually, Stan said he's going to be on the show. And I talked to Wayne Dolcifino last night. Wayne Dolcifino, for those outside of the Houston market, Wayne Dolcifino is the last of the investigative reporters. There are none. And we had a good talk last night. One of the things he said, journalism is dead. And I was very surprised, he was a fixture here in Houston, number four TV market in the United States. And, he was their investigative reporter for more than a decade. An incredible guy. And I'm surprised that he's going to, come, but he is going to come and be on the show. So we're pretty happy about that. One of the things that I did want to talk about is, of course, Cammie. Cammie, as you know, she knows how to get to the top. I mean, she knows how to get ahead and how to be ahead. So anyway, she was supposed to be taking care of the border situation, and that's what Joe Biden asked her to do, but instead of going to the border... inferred, not said. Instead of going to the border, she decided to go back to her hometown in California. So, after all, why hang out in Washington, D.C. and even pretend to do any work anymore? The check's going to come whether you do anything or not. So, she showed up in her hometown. Of course, as you would expect, being the first woman of color vice president, the hoe-in-chief, as it were, she shows up back at her home, and you can imagine, of course, they had a huge reception for her when she got there. Huge reception. And so she showed up, and so did 12 people to give her a big hometown welcome. There they are, all 12 people, most of them in uniform with badges. There are a couple that did not have badges, but mostly, in fact, there are more people in her motorcade than there are there to greet her. So that's how popular this woman, that you, they would have you believe she got 80 million votes. So there was someone else standing nearby, but it actually appeared they were walking the dog and just happened to be there. So look, Kamala Harris, she couldn't get up to 2% of the vote when she was running for president. She never got past 2% of the vote anywhere in the United States. That's how popular she is. So first female vice president, first woman of color, and when she was offered the job of fixing our border problem, she said, "Nah, I just don't see any reason for me to even go down there. I just there's nothing I could do." So, what else do we have going on? Well, this is interesting, but it's an also ran because it's meaningless. It means nothing. But it turns out that Hunter Biden's laptop was not hacked by the Russians. Turns out that that's really his laptop, and all of those pictures on there with him and nude underage girls, they're all real. So back in 2018, he had a Secret Service agent that was guarding him and his girls, different prostitutes that came in, and the Secret Service agent was there to protect him, to make sure that he could have uninterrupted sex. And there's no question as to what the laptop is and what the evidence is on it, but because journalism is dead, it's not going to get reported anywhere. And because the Justice Department now is completely taken over by evil, unscrupulous criminals, there will never be another honest case, ever. So the current Injustice Department investigation, they didn't have a lot to say about this. Let me see if I can give you some of that. Here's a little Hunter Biden soundbite. How about this?
Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, has known no shortage of controversy in recent years, which means there was plenty to discuss when we sat down to chat not long ago.
You've said your dad always saw the good in you through all of this. Was there ever a time when you thought, okay, there's no way he's going to give up on me, I've done it now?
Never. Never. Not once.
Hunter Biden is the president's second son.
Hunter Biden knew that no matter how heinous his crimes, no matter what sort of evil he involved himself in, that his dad had already done it, so it didn't even matter. His dad wasn't going to condemn him for something that he personally enjoyed. I mean, you got to remember, Joe Biden, the alleged president of the United States, once penetrated Tara Reid with his index finger when she brought him gym clothes. Right up under the dress, right past the panties, right on in there. And so why would he ever cast aspersions on his son for doing the very same things that he had done his whole life?
A Yale-trained lawyer and a lobbyist whose well-publicized drug problems, personal scandals, and business dealings seem to have kept him in the headlines for all the wrong reasons.
there's a current Department of Justice investigation into your finances.
Yep.
What is it about? Can you say anything more?
I can't, but I can say this, is I'm cooperating completely. And I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
You're 100% certain?
I'm 100% certain.
Because we own the Justice Department. We own the judges. We own the courts. They do what we tell them to do.
And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process.
All I can do is cooperate and trust that we put enough money in the right hands and that we have promised stern measures if money didn't do it.
Time he was a toddler, Hunter Biden and his older brother Beau were fixtures in Joe Biden's public life. And when they were both hurt in the 1972 car crash that killed their mother and sister, their dad, a newly elected U.S. senator, took his oath of office in a hospital room.
If in 6 months or so there's a conflict between my being a good father and being a good senator, which I hope will not occur, we can always get another senator, but they can't get another father.
But as the Biden sons got older, their paths diverged. Bo was a war veteran and Delaware Attorney General with his sights set on higher office. But Hunter, who was kicked out of the Navy Reserve after failing a drug test, grappled with...
After failing a drug test? No, he was kicked out because he was selling drugs in the Navy.
Substance abuse for years. And after Bo died of brain cancer in 2015, Hunter says he was binge drinking vodka so heavily that his father intervened.
He came to my apartment one time
and said, "What the hell, son? I only get 2 cases a month from this particular brewery, and you're drinking most of it. Leave me a little bit."
And this is when he was still in office as vice president. And so he kind of ditched his Secret Service, figured out a way to get over to the house. And I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Honey, what are you doing?" I said, "Dad, I'm fine." He said, "You're not fine."
He sought and got help in rehab. But in time, he fell off the wagon and deeper into the abyss.
Time and time again, he fell off the wagon and lived in the abyss.
You would wake up some mornings, I shouldn't even say some mornings because you slept for like 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And be looking for crack and just smoke whatever was there?
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
Because there'd be crumbs mixed in and
yeah,
you just...
Yeah. I mean, I went one time for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka exclusively throughout that entire time.
Now, I know a guy that was setting the world record for staying awake as long as possible, and after he did that, he was so mentally ill, he never recovered. Couldn't hold a job, lost his marriage, everything. But he wasn't drinking vodka and smoking crack. So what kind of shape do you think Hunter Biden's mind is? And there was a time when having someone in your family with this sort of problems would have precluded you from having a security clearance because they can use that person to get to you. But I think in this case, they probably ignored that because they said, what the heck, we know you own the judge system, the judicial system. We know that there's no way you can be blackmailed because you own it all. So, therefore, it's not a security breach.
Hunter Biden's struggle with his personal demons is a big part of his new book, from an imprint of Simon & Schuster, a Viacom CBS company. The title, beautiful...
The same Simon & Schuster that refused to publish a conservative book. Yeah.
Full Things is a phrase he and his brother shared to remind each other of the good in life.
It was the last thing that he said to me.
Was?
Beautiful things. And I held his hand, and he took his last breath.
Beau's death shook the entire Biden family, But the way Hunter dealt with his grief made headlines when he began dating his brother's widow.
After Beau died, you started a romantic relationship with Hallie, his widow.
Yeah.
When the news of that broke, how did people...
And her daughter.
Look at you.
I think people were confused by it. And I understand that. I mean, I really do. To me, it's not something that is difficult to explain because it came out of a real overwhelming grief that we both shared. And we
and sex was the only respite.
We were together and trying to do the right thing. And that grief turned into a hope for a love that maybe could replace what we lost.
You know, kind of like my dad marrying the babysitter after Mom died.
Lost. And it didn't work. It didn't work.
I mean, you said you lost clients over this. You lost business over this.
Yeah,
you had
absolutely.
To step down from the World Food Program.
Yeah, yeah.
The truth is, the only business he had was monkey business, and the only jobs he's ever had are the ones his dad gave him, working for government organizations. This is a guy who has no job skills. None.
Well, I made a lot of decisions that I probably shouldn't have made.
You think?
There was a lot more compassion and understanding for the people that knew me, but it was a horrible time, too.
If you're just tuning in, we're listening to an interview with Hunter Biden.
And then there's this. In 2014, the younger Biden took a job on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, at a time when his father, who was then vice president, had an active role in U.S. policy toward Ukraine.
What could go wrong? I mean, he goes to work for Burisma, a crooked company that everyone knows is engaged in illegal activity. And his dad is vice president of the United States, and he is in charge of foreign relations with Ukraine. I mean, you know, surely nothing could go wrong with this.
It raised eyebrows at the time, but by the 2020 elections, Hunter Biden was the center of a political firestorm.
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true.
For
it wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he
it was true.
Didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
Now, there you have Joe Biden lying his ass off. Kind of reminded me of Greg Abbott last night at the Trump-Reagan dinner. So, seriously. And Donald Trump's pointing out, the only kind of job your son can get is the ones that you give him.
Looking back, did you make a mistake taking a spot on that board?
No, I don't think I made a mistake in taking the spot on the board. I think.
Yeah, see, he doesn't think he made a mistake in taking a spot on the board because it was $51,000 a month at a point in time where his cocaine habit was $20,000 a month. So he needed that job greatly. It was not a mistake for him to take that job. You got to keep in mind that it was oil and gas is allegedly the business that Burisma is in and that he knows nothing about the oil and gas industry. And you've got to take in mind that it's a Ukrainian company and he doesn't speak Ukrainian. And then you got to take into mind the fact that he had never even been to the Ukraine. But yeah, he $51,000 a month. Yeah, I'll take that job.
I think I made a mistake in terms of underestimating
how much money I could make,
the way in which it would be used against me.
And but you must have seen the optics. Even back then, you must have known. I mean, how could you not have foreseen that this was going to look bad?
Because I really didn't. I'm
this woman claims to be a journalist, by the way.
I'm being as honest with you as I possibly can. All I know is that not one investigative body, not one serious journalist has ever accused, has ever come to the conclusion that I did anything wrong or that my father did anything.
Not one serious journalist has ever come to the conclusion that I or my father ever did anything wrong. No, what he meant to say was not one journalist that we had control of has ever been able to tell the truth.
Anything wrong.
But the rumors lived on.
In October 2020, a New York Post article said that emails purportedly showing shady dealings in Ukraine by Hunter Biden were found on a laptop computer that he supposedly left in a Delaware repair shop in 2019. The details were sketchy at best. And last month, a...
Sketchy at best? You got pictures of this guy in various states of undress with underage females, one of whom was Chris Coons' daughter, the little redhead. And this is what we had to say about a sketchy at best.
Declassified intelligence reports said that before the election, the Russians had launched a smear campaign against Joe Biden and his family.
It does not specifically talk about your laptop.
Yeah.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is...
I really don't know what the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop was yours.
I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course.
Excuse me. Let's go to Dan Bongino.
We told you about a mob of vandals targeting the police department in...
About why they're leaving the state...
That cop, one of more than 100 who have reportedly left the bureau...
...to liberals, who I don't know if their skulls are extra thick, and then let's wonder why the cops are leaving.
Sorry, guys. I was trying to find it. I thought I had it queued up. I don't. Let's see if we got the. Let's see if this is it.
Well, before the election, you know, New York Post talked about the Hunter Biden story, the laptop, and everything else. It was pretty much avoided by the mainstream media until this weekend when CBS did an interview with Hunter. And the good news, Dan, listen to this. Hunter didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I can say this, is I'm cooperating completely, and I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing. And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process. I don't think I made a mistake in taking the spot on the board. I think I made a mistake in terms of underestimating the way in which it would be used against me.
Used against him. So, Burisma, not a mistake, didn't make mistakes with his taxes, and he says that laptop at the fix-it shop in Delaware certainly could have been his.
Yeah, okay, a couple points on this. Number one, this is a grown man. It's not a child. So can we please stop, not you guys, but can we please stop in other media outlets referring this as to Joe Biden's kid? This is a grown man, okay? Secondly, what kind of a father puts this guy, their son, in charge of these international deals with enemies of the United States, knowing he has a drug problem? Can someone answer me that question? Tell me how Lunch Bucket Joe's such a great guy again. And third, we're not sure it's the laptop. Hey, look at this. You know what this is? It's on my notes for today's show. Here's the Hunter Biden receipt for the laptop. Here's Hunter Biden's signature for the laptop. Here's where it's billed to Hunter Biden. The laptop for the receipt that had pictures of Hunter Biden with Hunter Biden's confirmed emails, where Hunter Biden dropped the laptop off. Is anyone going to ask these questions? Here it is, guys, the receipt. Here, that's the receipt right there. I even printed one for myself. Everyone can do it. This media person could have asked that question. So it's Hunter Biden's laptop signed by Hunter Biden, billed to Hunter Biden with pictures of Hunter Biden, with Hunter Biden's emails. But gosh, whose computer could that possibly
be? What happens next,
definitely
Dan?
Not Hunter Biden's.
Dan, what happens next? Does this investigation just die? Because the FBI had the laptop years ago, and we haven't heard much about it.
Yes, and you're not going to hear anything about it either. This is what I mean, guys, when I told you that we find ourselves in a unique situation. The Justice Department is anti-American. The CIA is anti-American. The State Department is anti-American. The Supreme Court is anti-American. Not an honest judge to be found pretty much anywhere in America. And they own the voting system, and they no longer need nor care about your vote, because now the winners of elections will be determined by the Democrats. So, all of that, where do we go from here? And I'm going to let you think about that while we hit this break. Going to be right back on Right Side of the Mic. Like it, share, like it, share, like it, share. I'm currently banned on YouTube for another 30 days because I used the word communist in a title. We'll be right back.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy-efficient buildings, customer-friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas-owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. NewManna. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty new manna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to newmanna.com right now for fast delivery. That's newmanna.com.
Unelected school board superintendents should not be running Texas Economic Development. You can learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Learn more at chapter313.org. Find your state rep and state senator at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids. Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to TXFreedomForce.org now and sign up. TXFreedomForce.org. Freedom fighter.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry. And we return. So, I'm just trying to find good stuff that we can talk about because there's so much BS out there that I'm not even going to waste my time on it. I guess Prince Philip has passed away. He was an interesting fellow. He's merely 99 years old. So if you care about that, well, there you go. Now, here's a shocker. You guys better strap in. But Samantha Bee, barely attractive, comedian, sort of. She's got her own TV show, but, she hates Republicans. She hates Christians. She primarily has used her comedic, I use the term loosely, platform to bash Trump, for the last 4 years. She has finally come out and admitted that, she is a Democrat activist and she's not going to do any humor on Biden. Because her entire goal on life was to get rid of Trump. She's no different, of course, than Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert or Seth Meyers or Trevor Noah or pretty much anyone else in the news. The lone exception being Greg Gutfeld, whose show is still not as funny as Tommy's Garage. You should go find Tommy's Garage Houston on YouTube and watch that. The far left owns the entertainment business. They own the journalistic business, which is more about entertainment than anything else. So, let me see if I got this.
I'm proud to nominate David Chipman
to serve as a director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well. I'm proud to nominate David Chip.
Yeah. So there you have it. As if, right? AFT. Now, some people are saying, what the hell is the AFT? It's American Federation of Teachers. But what was he actually talking about? He was talking about the ATF, a completely unconstitutional, illegal organization that should not be allowed to exist. So anyway, he selected David Chipman to head this completely illegal, unconstitutional organization, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. BATFE is the acronym, and everybody that works there is batshit crazy. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. So anyway, you get David Chipman. How was he ever chosen for that role? Well, he's a gun control activist. And for years, he has served as the senior policy advisor and spokesperson for the Giffords Gun Control Organization and Michael Bloomberg's anti-American, anti-constitution groups. They aggressively advocate for the government to own all of the guns and for you to have nothing. They want you to be like Myanmar. Are you guys aware of what's going on in Myanmar right now? The people over there want liberty because it is built into the heart of man. God created it that way. Built into the heart of man to want liberty. And Myanmar, those people want liberty so bad they can taste it. And the government in Myanmar is killing these people by the hundreds. And one guy was asked, he said, what are you doing? How are you fighting back? He said, we don't have any weapons. Well, we fight anyway. So this is what they want for you here in America. They want to take away all your guns. Oh, you'll still want liberty. It's just you won't have any way to get it. It's worked everywhere in the world. I don't care where you go. Anywhere in the world, you can ask any tyrant how he feels about gun control. And all of them, 100%, are going to tell you that you have to have gun control. I mean, Mao Zedong, he said, power comes from the barrel of a gun. That's why we, the good socialists, must always have the guns. So, David Chipman said the Branch Davidians up there in Waco, remember that debacle? That was when Bill Clinton was diddling interns on the desk, and he had this little dwarf out of Florida as the Attorney General. She took all the responsibility for that. But anyway, he said that these Christians there at the Branch Davidian compound shot down multiple helicopters during the Waco siege. The truth is, no helicopters were shot down. And I should also point out to you that the Branch Davidians were Christians. It was a Christian cult. They were not properly dividing the word of God, I will give you that. But is that a jailable offense? Should you lose your life for being part of a Christian cult? Because they weren't killing anybody. They had their compound up there where they supported themselves by building weapons. They had a weapons contract. Every weapon that they had at the Branch Davidian church location in Waco, Texas, was a legal weapon. All of the paperwork was there. They had not broken any laws. They had not broken any firearm laws. They didn't have any illegal weapons. And now it turns out there was no child abuse either. That was simply the excuse that the little dwarf from Florida used to go in there and kill them all. Well, they didn't kill all of them. A few survived the fire. And the ones that did survive the fire got millions of taxpayer dollars because it was determined that the government had no right and no reasonable suspicion to go into that compound. And, of course, we also know that the sheriff of McClendon County said, look, I knew David Koresh. If you wanted to talk to him, you could have let me know. I would have called him, and he would have come in, and we would have had a chat. And then you could have illegally arrested him there without having to kill all of these other people, all of these women and all these children. But no, you guys snuck in here under the cover of darkness, under what was known as Operation Showtime. You know, you bat-fee people. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, you came in here and you provoked a war with a known weapons dealer. What did you think was going to happen? And then they used Army tanks to put CS gas in that building, inadvertently or maybe intentionally setting the building on fire. We'll never know because there's no honesty in government or journalism. And burning women and children to death in that compound. Well, David Chipman, he said they shot down a bunch of helicopters. They used their two 50 caliber Barretts to shoot down two Texas Air National Guard helicopters. Well, it's a lie. And now he's going to be running AFT. Well, that's what Joe Biden said, the AFT. Yep. Now he's going to be running the AFT.
I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. David knows AFT well.
Yeah. The AFT. Could I just remind you, just for a minute, let's pretend that we live in the United States of America, a country that was founded as a constitutional representative republic. Let's just for a minute pretend that we had a constitution as the foundational law of the land. Just for a minute, let's pretend that Luke 22:36, that is in the Bible, written by Dr. Luke, the Greek physician, where Jesus is recorded as saying, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Luke 22:36, you may look it up. Could I just for a minute remind you that at that time, a sword was the single most effective offensive weapon of war that existed. It was a weapon of war. It's something that soldiers primarily carried. A sword, something which will cut a roll of carpet in two in the hands of a professional in one fell swoop. And in the hands of an amateur, will cut your leg off in one fell swoop. But Jesus said, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one, because it's better for you to be naked. It's better for you to be cold and wet than to not be able to defend yourself and others. That's what Yeshua, the mighty God in Christ, the creator of 200 billion galaxies, said. I don't know. NASA said more than 100 billion, so at that point it could be any number. But that's what he said. Jesus Christ wanted you to have a fine weapon of war, an offensive war weapon. He wanted you to have one. So let's just pretend for a moment that the Second Amendment to our Constitution, immediately following the first, because second follows the first, let's just pretend for a minute that when it said a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's nothing in there that said a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state that people will be allowed to have small-caliber semi-automatic weapons. But nothing more powerful than that. Nope, didn't say that. Nowhere in the Second Amendment did it say that the people will not be allowed to have a 50-caliber machine gun. Nowhere in there did it say. It also did not say anywhere in there that you couldn't own an A-10 Warthog, that you couldn't have your own aircraft carrier, that you couldn't have a 20-millimeter minigun if you could carry the damn thing. Nowhere in there does it say any of those things. Why? They weren't worried about hunting. In those days, if you didn't hunt, you went hungry. Vegetarian is Latin for bad hunter. Nowhere in there does it say that. We weren't worried about the deer rising up and killing us all. No, our founding fathers were afraid that America might again devolve into something else and that you might need to kill those people in order to restore liberty. That's why they gave us the Second Amendment. It exists for no other reason. Alcohol is a legal substance. Highly taxed, but completely legal. Tobacco is a legal substance. Highly taxed, but completely legal. Oh, could I remind you that when they did outlaw alcohol for a period of a few years, it resulted in more bloodshed than anything else, and that's why the ATF came into being? Because the liquor, black market liquor sales by the gangsters, that's what brought about the Valentine's Day massacre. Alcohol is a legal substance, tobacco is a legal substance, and allegedly firearms and explosives, your freedom to own those is allegedly protected by the Constitution, shall not infringe. So, I was asked today, what about this? Standard playbook for the Democrats. This is who they are. This is what they always have been. They want to give you a vaccine that may sterilize you or perhaps even cause your death. They want you to pay for the killing of babies worldwide, wholesale, because shedding of innocent blood means everything to these guys. They love it. They are part of the Saturn death cult. And they want to remove your ability to defend yourself from this illegal communist government. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as they mentioned last night, Charlton Heston said, "For my cold, dead hands." Come and take it. They like to quote that. Well, let me tell you, Joe Biden intends to come and take it. And the truth is, I know that even here in Texas, we have more sheep than we have cattlemen. And when they say, "We're coming to get your guns," most Texans will willingly hand them over, saying, "Well, I don't want to break the law." And it is my experience that people worldwide are willing to suffer any amount of indignity so long as it doesn't require them to actually have to do anything. You guys decide where you're at and what you want to believe.
Please return.
See ya. God willing, Monday. But not on YouTube, where I've been banned again.